The big news this morning, the indictment of State Senator Robert Ord and former State Senator George Maziarz. Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News breaking this story, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob. First of all, maybe just get into what the State Senator and the former State Senator, what are the charges that are being leveled here?
Well, it looks like Senator Ort will be facing a felony charge of filing a false instrument, which has to do with his campaign finance reports. We'll find out the details on Senator Maziarz when he's arraigned this morning in Albany City Court. But these are serious charges, and one of the things we don't see very often is enforcement of election law around here, and we've written about that here at the News for many years, and it's been a kind of a controversial thing with some people, but it looks like Attorney General Schneiderman has done exactly that in this case, and maybe there'll be more to come on this too.
And of course, State Senator or former State Senator George Maziarz, there's been a lot of scrutiny about his campaign treasury since he somewhat surprisingly elected not to seek re-election a few years ago. What can you tell us about what has been viewed in terms of his dealings in these years? Because it has been some time in coming.
Yes, and there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, it looks like the Attorney General's probe is centered upon how money was filtered through the campaign committee of George Maziarz and the Niagara County Republican Committee. In other words, it looks like there was payments to various contractors working for the campaign. The question is whether or not those contractors illegally filtered some of that money on to other subcontractors and whether they were not properly reported. It could be in some cases that they could be properly reported, but it looks like the scrutiny will be on whether or not they were. There's another track to this, and that's that Senator Maziarz, even though he's been out of office for over 2 years, he still has almost $700,000 in his campaign account. And there's also $151,000 missing from that. And that's what he has claimed, that he's the victim in this aspect of it. And that has landed on the desk of Erie County District Attorney John Flynn in a separate track of this case.
And you keep on talking about the twists involved here, but also we understand testifying in front of the grand jury was Senator Rob Ort's wife. What could that have been in regards to?
Mrs. Ort was a design specialist, a graphic design specialist, and apparently did some kind of work for the campaign. The Ort camp insists that all of her activities were properly reported, and there are no charges leveled against Mrs. Ort, but she did, in fact, testify before the grand jury, and interestingly enough, Senator Ort voluntarily testified before the grand jury and waived any immunity yesterday morning. And that kind of kicked off this whole thing. And that's a very unusual move. Some people see it as a Hail Mary type of thing to try to convince the grand jury that he was innocent in this. But by the end of the day, the grand jury had returned an indictment.
And let's also talk about how the state senator has responded as well. He came out with a very strong statement this morning. What are you hearing from the state senator's office?
No question about that. He is blaming politics on this. He's blaming the Democratic Attorney General, a former Democratic member of the Senate. There's a precarious hold in the GOP-dominated coalition in the Senate. And there's some thought that they're accusing the Attorney General of trying to disrupt that majority. I have a feeling that we'll be hearing from Attorney General Schneiderman when he announces the charges at some point, exactly on what he thinks about that, too.
Well, Bob McCarthy, as always, we appreciate your reporting on local politics, of course, state politics in this particular case as well, and for joining us this morning on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay.